He's really
he's through.
Mm-hmm. Is he a younger man or?
Yes, he's about, I'd say he's in his 40s, I don't know. He hasn't been preaching too long. He was band director at Mississippi Southern. He went to preach in Memphis. He was 6 years, I guess. He's been here, this will be 3 years, he's Memphis preaching. Mm-hmm. And he is a good one. He's just back from conference and he's talking about the preaching. I said, well, did you preach for them? No. I said, I don't know what they missed.
Well, it's good when you can find a good man. He really gives you something that you can remember.
He gets up and goes right through it, and he's through.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my cousin from over in Greenwood about it, and he says, we've got a good one too for the first 15 minutes. But for the next 15 minutes, you forget what he's saying.
Well, that's trouble. Yeah.
That's it.
It's like a car. You got to learn how to stop and stop.
And Mr. Holliday knows his summons. He has his notes here, but once in a while you'll see him put a page over here. You'll see him put a page over here, and maybe he'll glance at it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got it there. Mm-hmm. And one Sunday night, one Sunday morning, he says, well, there won't be any services tonight. He says, I didn't learn my sermon.
Keep it up and set it.
He had had to go somewhere that week to something, and he said, I don't know it well enough to preach. And he didn't preach.
So what about you? Perfectionist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. He wants you to be, too. You know how people would talk sometimes when they go in church. So he got up with a real nice way and said something about it. He always has this little scripture if you read and think on what for church. Had somebody play the piano. He said, just think about how nice that music sounds when there's no other sound around.
Do people get offended then? Or
no,
or
everybody wished.
Uh-huh.
And
nice, though.
Then about, been about a month where they put cushions on all the pews. Big, thick, nice, red velvet cushions. And I sat there and I went to slide over and he couldn't slide. He had to get up. And I said, well, he stopped us from talking and he stopped us from moving.
Oh, that's. Well, that, you can't even slide over to
no,
whisper that.
No, slide over when you sit down, you got to sit back. But he's a pleasant man and everybody likes him. But he preaches and he gets through.
Ministers stay in one town very long, or do they keep moving them around pretty much?
Well, Methodist ministers are supposed to stay 4 years unless they, sometimes they stay six, but rarely ever stay but four. Conference moves them.
I never understood that. It doesn't seem to me that you really get to know a man, or a man really doesn't get to know you in 4 years, do you think? Or?
There was somebody else to share it already.
Well, I don't know what we had when we lived out at Missoula. We had this preacher that preached out there 4 years and he was going to be moved. And his wife said that she never wanted to stay in another place 4 years. She said, you get to know the people and you don't want to leave them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but now the Baptists stay as long as they want to. But they hadn't got any way to get rid of them if they don't like them.
I see.
We can get rid of them, nobody knows anything about it, you know.
You can talk to the conference, is that true?
If there's a lot of objections, they can be called in. And if they want to come back, bad enough, they can come back.
How?
This lady is a Baptist, and she's talking about how they wants to get rid of one when they didn't want him.
How did you become a Methodist when your parents were Presbyterians? Married a Methodist?
No. I'm just a Methodist. I just like it.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter grew up thinking that my husband was Presbyterian too. And nobody knew it. And how his name got on the Methodist church roll when he moved to Missoula, nobody ever knew. But that was a small town. The Presbyterians and the Methodists had churches.